Precious child of God, you're welcome to yet another life-changing sermon from Reverend Sidney Elementson. Reverend Sidney is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled The Little Foxes. And the episode title for today is Spiritual Apathy. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I welcome you to the Believer Service.
Thank
Amen.
You,
and we want to deal with lesson two of Little Foxes in the Vineyard. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to do a bit of reading in the Word of God. Little Foxes in the Vineyard. And tonight, we want to talk about spiritual apathy. Somebody say spiritual apathy.
Spiritual apathy.
That's what we want to deal with tonight. Little fox, the little fox of spiritual apathy. So we dealt with the little foxes in the vineyard. We talked about the soul and what the soul will do to us if we do not nourish it as a soil. And we gave a typical example of a farmer that goes to plant seed and how you have to nourish your soil. But tonight we want to talk about spiritual apathy. So we want to look at the little foxes in the vineyard that is spiritual apathy. Hallelujah. And I want us to go straight into the Word of God. In Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15, the King James Version. Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. Can somebody read for me? Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15.
Songs of Solomon 2:15. The Bible says, catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 2. I want somebody to read from the King James Version and another person to read from the Message Bible. King James Version and the Message Bible.
2 Chronicles 25 verse 2, King James. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
Doing the right thing for the most part. But he wasn't wholeheartedly devoted to God. Is it there? Have you opened Message Bible? It says that he lived well before God. Doing the right thing for most part. But he wasn't wholeheartedly devoted to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can somebody read a New King James Version? 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 2. The New King James Version.
The New King James Version. 2 Chronicles chapter
25 verse 2.
And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. But not with a loyal heart.
But not with a loyal heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His Word. Amen.
Amen.
We are dealing with spiritual apathy. But when we talk about spiritual apathy or apathy, what does apathy mean? Apathy means a lack of interest. Apathy means that lack of concern. I don't have interest in something. I don't have concern in whatever that is happening. Are you understanding me? So if you understand apathy in that way, then what we are talking about is spiritual apathy. So when it comes to the spiritual things of God, one does not have interest in it and does not have concern about it or lacks what concern. Are you understanding me? So we are looking at the lack of interest and the lack of what concern. Hallelujah. So if we talk about spiritual apathy in the body of Christ, then we are talking about the lack of concern or the lack of interest when it comes to what the spiritual things of God. Are you understanding me? And that can go way into even the spiritual building of somebody's life in Christianity or in the body of Christ. Are you understanding me? If you look at the scriptures that we read, it's very, very important. Our anchor scripture is in Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. And that talks about the foxes. The foxes that spoil the vine. Now, one of the foxes that we are dealing with tonight is spiritual apathy. Somebody says spiritual apathy. And spiritual apathy here is the spiritual lack of interest, or the spiritual lack of what? Concern. Now, we read from 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 2 in the Message Bible. And it says that he lived well before God, doing the right thing for most part, but he wasn't wholeheartedly devoted to God. Somebody say wholeheartedly. So it means that he lived what? Well before God. He did everything he was supposed to do. The Bible says that he did the right thing in most part of his life, but he wasn't what? Wholeheartedly. So that says that you can what? Do everything right what before God, but you can do it what? Partially. You can do it with half-hearted instead of what? Wholeheartedly. And the Bible says in the same 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 2 in the New King James, as we read, he says that, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with what? A loyal heart. Can you read that for me, please?
2 Chronicles 25, 2 says, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart.
But not with what? A loyal,
loyal heart.
There was a man called G. Bowers. He said something, and I quote him. He says that one Christian may be untold harm to a whole church. Pour a quantity of water into a pot that has boiling water, and immediately the temperature changes of the whole will sink. Just so the contact of men who are indifferent with those who are fervent deadens their favor and tends to reduce them with same apathy. End unquote. And what he's saying is that when somebody has spiritual apathy, the possibility that he can affect the others is high. My teaching. The possibility that he can affect the others is high. And that is where you can have somebody who can come in the body of Christ with fresh zeal, fresh desire, fresh willingness to do something in the house of God. But you might have some folks in the house of God that are suffering from spiritual apathy, lack of interest, and lack of concern in the things of God or in building the house of God. And because of that character, it can affect that somebody who is in the house of God and that has what? That desire. There are cases where nimpanu kwabi tunya kase, ah, now ye tiasoy de muha, all these wa badena wo ye wa. You want to do something in the house of God, we've been here. And that is what they call them MBA, right? Meba Hache. You know? That's their certificate for them. They and because of that, they themselves, they are suffering from, someone says, spiritual apathy. They are suffering from spiritual apathy, and then it affects what? Others as well. Are you understanding me? But the truth of the matter is that where does it start? Where does spiritual apathy start? Another little fox in the vineyard that can spoil your vineyard. And please, I want you to listen carefully whilst you are watching me online and in person. One of the monsters, and I'll call them the little monsters, that can cripple the maturity of a believer is spiritual apathy. Are you with me? And it's a creeping monster that can creep into your life, and sometimes you might not see. There are times where you will not realize that spiritual apathy is creeping into your life. But like a vineyard that you will have foxes that will enter the vineyard, by the time you realize they have taken all the goodies in the vineyard and have destroyed the vineyard. Are you understanding me? So spiritual apathy allows spiritual battles in our life. They come into our lives, and it's not only, you see, people pray that, Lord, I pray that some enemy that is mentioning my name somewhere should be destroyed. But there are some enemies that they call them spiritual apathy, and that can destroy your spiritual rising. Are you understanding me? Am I communicating? So spiritual apathy often starts in a very subtle manner. And how does it start? When we get converted as a believer, we say, Lord, I want you to be my Lord and personal Savior. I want you to be my manager. And then we get the desire in the house of God. We feel we get that concern. Our priorities concerning the things of God is very high. We want to grow. Is it not true? We want to mature. We want to do things for God. And just being involved with the things of God creates some sort of faithfulness. Because if I'm involved in the things of God, it creates some form of what? Of faithfulness. I can just say that I am being what? Faithful to God. Because I have something to do what? With God. And even what? In His house. So I all of a sudden, I feel some spiritual growth and some passion. You can understand when I always find myself in the house of God. I am here believer service. I'm here Sunday. I'm here weekend in prayer. I'm there on Zoom. Anytime, you know, as I become born again and I'm growing and I find myself in such places like that, I feel that I'm being what faithful to God. And I feel that spiritually I am maturing. And it's not just alone. We feel some sort of spiritual joy. And then we feel that the sky is actually the limit. And in that space of time, you might have some church leaders, like a pastor like me, who will identify somebody like that and now feel that, oh, that person is doing well. Are you understanding me? And in that space, some of the spiritual leaders might now say, we want to give you a task to do in the house of God. We want to give you an assignment to do in the house of God. Like somebody will say that, Harry, I want to now give you an assignment to do. I want you to be a Sunday school teacher. I want you to be, I want you to lead intercession. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. Are you understanding me? It's because the leaders have seen a spiritual what? Growth in your life. They have seen that you are being aligned with the things of God. Are you understanding me? And out of all these things, one will now feel that there is some form of accomplishment. Is it not true? Because now I feel that I am what? I am getting some form of what? Accomplishment in my life. Because even my leaders or my pastors, they have seen something in me. And now they are giving me an assignment to do. But you see, the truth of the matter is that when these assignments come, it's a form of elevation in our spiritual growth. And that is where, if we are not careful, we go to sleep. Am I communicating? And I want to repeat that again. And that is where, when we are not careful, we can slip by our past accomplishment. There are people, they never speak about the future, or they never speak about what they are doing now. Anytime they are talking about spiritual growth or spiritual maturity, they begin to refer to the past. Oh, 2 years ago, I was this. 3 years ago, I was leading intercession. I was very vibrant. 1 year ago, for me, I never missed church. 5 years ago, I was very strong Sunday school teacher. 6 years ago, I was part of the prayer team. We were praying every dawn. And now, that person begins to fall on past what? Accomplishment. But forgetting about what is what ahead of him that can help him to spiritually grow. Are you understanding me? And you see, the truth of the matter is that it is not the leader's fault for them to identify and see somebody who is growing, and therefore we want to give the person a leadership position. But the dangerous place is that we fall into this situation where we now become lackluster, and then we fall on past accomplishment. I want you to say past accomplishment. And usually, the fallout from spiritual apathy comes into play when a spiritual battle presents itself, or an opportunity to accomplish something great in the kingdom of God. So if now I give you an elevation right now and I tell you that this is what you want to do, or this is what I want you to do, just that thing that present itself to you, just that elevation that present itself to you, come with a higher spiritual battle. And you realize that people are not functioning again. Someone says spiritual apathy. Are you understanding me? And it happens so much. Sometimes, you know, it's a man of God or a pastor, and then, you know, they refuse to let fresh anointing come upon their life for them to grow from one level to the other. So they always fall on the past glory. They always fall on the past anointing. And it becomes their message. For me, I was very sharp. For me, I was very deep. For me, I was on fire. For me, last year, I could pray for so many. But the truth of the matter is that there is a little fox called spiritual apathy that has crept into your life. And that is lack of interest and lack of concern. Lack of what? Interest and what? Lack of concern. Hallelujah. Please pick your Bibles. Let's do some reading. Let's look at some biblical references to spiritual apathy. And the Bible is very clear about spiritual apathy. And it gives us the cause and effect of what takes place when spiritual apathy hinders our walk with God. Are you with me? And the Bible is very clear about this, and not only clear, but also gives us remedies concerning spiritual apathy. Let's look at Luke chapter 21, verse 34 to 36. Please read for me. Anybody has open, you can read for me. Luke chapter 21, verse 34 to 36.
Luke chapter 21, verse 34 to 36.
Yes, please.
But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly.
For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
So
amen.
What do you think that is the remedy for this? Scripture has spoken here. What do you think is the remedy for this? When one situation is about the cares of life, and Scripture gives a remedy here in the latter part of what we read, there is something there, and I want you to read for me. It talks about watchfulness in the spirit. It says what?
Watch therefore and pray. See,
watch therefore and what?
Pray always.
And pray always. We are getting somewhere. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12.
Matthew 24, 12.
Yes, please.
And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
The love of many will grow. Now, you have to watch this. We are dealing with spiritual apathy, lack of interest and lack of concern. Are you understanding me? And these are the very thing, these are the cause and what? The effect that will creep into a man's life. When what? The love for man wax cold, spiritual apathy will be there. That little fox of lack of concern and lack of interest will be there. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Read for me, please. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. I want to take my time and build the scripture so you can understand it well.
1 to 5.
Yes, please.
This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work.
Hallelujah. And it takes place because of gradual desensitization. Because one has to encourage himself to be what? To be self-centered in attitude. It says that if you desire the office of a bishop, you have to what? It's a good thing.
Yes.
Is it not true?
It is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that means that one will have to what? One will have to have a self-centered attitude that this is what I deserve. Are you understanding me? Let's look at Amos chapter 6, verse 1. Now let's do Matthew chapter 22, verse 12. Matthew chapter 22, verse 12. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2.
So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" Mm. And he was speechless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lack of or spiritual apathy, lack of concern and lack of interest is like these people. Where did you get in here? Read again. It says that.
So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?
Is it not lack of concern? Are you understanding me? How can you go to a wedding function wearing a tattered cloth? Nana, pastor, how can you just, there is a prisk. I mean, people give invitation and they say dress code. So you cannot enter. Nowadays, they even give, the invitation is by numbers. If you don't have that invitation, you get to, they tell you where is your number. You can't mention any number, you know, because they have the strictly by invitation. But this man entered a wedding feast without the proper outfit. And he had to be returned back. Are you understanding me? You see, lack of interest and lack of concern make people dormant and are not forward thinkers when it comes to what the things of God. Are you understanding me? Let's do 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it.
But until now, listen carefully, please. But until now you were not able to what? To receive it.
And even now you are still not able.
And even now you are still not able. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lack of concern, lack of interest. It stifles spiritual growth. Are you understanding me? It stifles spiritual maturity. Please, let's take that again. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1.
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people.
Could not speak to you as to spirit. Why couldn't he speak to them as spiritual people? There was lack of interest. There was lack of concern. There was spiritual apathy there. He says what?
But as to carnal. As to babes in Christ.
As to babes in... These people did not want to grow. So you see, there are people in the body, they are still babes. Are you understanding me? We have to see people and we'll call them babes. Not the babes as we know. Hallelujah. But we are saying that you are still a baby Christian. Somebody who is not refusing to grow is what is a baby. You see, you can have people that are in the body of Christ for 5 years, but they are not growing. When you speak to them one-on-one on their perspective concerning the things of God, their understanding concerning the things of God is zero. And that says that they are babes. And scriptures, I'm not saying, scriptures say, they are what? Those individuals, they are babes. Babes meaning that they are babies. Are you understanding me? A baby cannot still stay as a baby, but a baby would have to what? Would have to grow. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Please read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. For the time will come.
For that, please take your time. For the time will come.
Will come. When they will not endure sound doctrine.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
But according to their own desires.
But according to their own desires.
Because they have itching ears.
Because they have itchy ears.
They will heap up for themselves teachers.
They will heap up for themselves teachers. You see, spiritual apathy causes us not to want to hear sound teaching. So you have people that will crop from one place to the other, one body to the other, because they have itchy ears. Are you understanding me? They have itchy ears. So you have a whole year is today's believers. You find them, they are somewhere else. Are you understanding? So lack of concern and lack of interest causes what? Spiritual. Lack of interest and lack of concern causes people not to what? Grow spiritually. Are you understanding me? So they are walking and you have what? Spiritual apathy in their lives. Hallelujah. Another biblical word that is associated with apathy would be lukewarmness. Please say that after me. Lukewarmness.
Lukewarmness.
Lukewarmness. So you have people when spiritually, say, they draw a graph on their spiritual life, it's like this. You know? What kind of graph is that? You know? Sinusoidal wave. Hey, Jehovah. I love this man. Hallelujah. You know, the graph is go down and then, you know, when you want to test the speed of your internet, okay, if you go to www.speedtest.net or fast.com and you want to test the speed, it tries to increase, you know, it's struggling. Sometimes it starts like it's like going and all of a sudden it stops. And then you are like, I thought I had good speed. And now it records 1.5 megabyte per second. And it's that low that you are wondering what can that actually do for you. Are you understanding me? Spiritual apathy, in the nutshell, we will say lukewarmness. Are you understanding me? That people cannot be consistently hot in their life. They are like a class one boy that is drawing a graph or learning how to draw a graph. That is telling the teacher, should I draw it up or it should go down? And that's what our brother said. I don't want to repeat that word, but I'll try and learn it. Sis, what? Let me continue my teaching. Hallelujah. You see, while it is not our purpose to delve into this subject, you know, in terms of relationship between apathy and lukewarmness is actually like a brother and a sister. Lack of concern, lack of interest is one in a state of. So somebody, you tell somebody you are lukewarm, you say, how am I lukewarm? Check if there is a little fox called apathy, spiritual apathy, that has encroached your soul, your vineyard, and I'm talking about your soul, and is what is working against you. And that is lack of concern and lack of interest. And at this phase of our teaching, we want to use some characters in the Bible to look at what spiritual apathy does to them. Are you understanding me? Let's look at Isaac in the Old Testament, an example of spiritual apathy. Spiritual apathy often causes us to coast on victories of the past. And that is what I earlier said from the beginning. It let us coast on what? The victories of the past. Oh, 2 years ago, I was sharp. Oh, 2 years ago, I was prayerful. Oh, 2 years ago. But what is happening to you what now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaac was so satisfied with the accomplishment of his father, Abraham, that to that extent that, you know, his lifestyle and everything was, the guy was simply existing because of what his father was, Abraham. Are you understanding me? And this is a valid principle to understand concerning the children of Israel when they were required to receive a daily manna and the instruction was not to keep it. Are you understanding me? And we will get there. Hallelujah. But to get the idea of who Isaac was is for us to note that in the book of Genesis that 33 times he appears in the scripture with his grandfather. Are you understanding me? 33 times, sorry, he appears in scripture with his father. Are you understanding me? And everything that is listed concerning Isaac, 119 times in the Bible, is almost about his relationship with his father. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, 25, and Genesis 28, 25, and it looks about Joseph and his final chapter. And that is in Genesis 27 to 50. And Isaac covers three chapters in the book of Genesis. Everything had to do with Joseph and had to do with Abraham. So the guy was living on past what? Glories. Where his father stepped, he also stepped. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. And his life provides us with some works of what? Of spiritual apathy. Because everything that he had, it was what he inherited. Are you understanding me? He is the weakest of the four. Joseph, Abraham, Jacob. He is the weakest of them because he inherited. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. The first mark is that when we decide to fall on the past. Somebody say past. Say past.
Past.
The first mark of spiritual apathy is when we... I want you to speak to me. Say, what is happening now? Hallelujah. Oh, media, last year, na me ba sorry, na me ba sorry. But what is happening with now? Are you understanding me? You see, although Isaac was submissive to the guiding hand of his father, even in times where, even for his wife, his father prophesied about his wife and brought it to him. Hallelujah. His birth and everything was joyous. I mean, everything was so beautiful about him. But the truth of the matter is that, or the reality is that, God was examining the life of Abraham, and Isaac was just the vehicle that God used to accomplish it. Are you understanding me? The little fox of spiritual apathy reduces us into living in the past. So you have some people, and you watch it, you have some believers, all the time they live in the past. All their conversations are in the past. Namidye. Into Udye, what's happening now? Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So we can only point to something in the past when our spiritual walk was more vibrant. And that is what most of us will live on. Somewhere in the past, I was hungry for revival. I was hungry for harvest. Somewhere in the past, I was so deep in the things of God. When it comes to devotion and the Bible, I stood very tall. But the question is that, what is happening now? Somebody says spiritual apathy. So what is happening now is lack of concern and lack of what? Lack of interest. And it is a creeping monster that can creep into your life and destroy your soul. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Amen. So there has to be a conscious choice to make sure that you are going to finish strong as you started. And that is it. Are you understanding me? Your graph should not be like this. Hallelujah. You have to make a conscious effort that I'm going to start strong. Listen, you want people to look at you and testify that I knew this guy back then some years ago. And I could just tell that he still carries the fire. Are you understanding me? There are sometimes people can meet you and say, like, the time we were in school, you were on fire. Are you still on fire? Hallelujah. And you are like, the fire is there, but it's not really there. Are you understanding me? And the truth of the matter is that we have to keep with that consistency. Hallelujah. The second mark where spiritual apathy creeps in First one is relying on what? Old accomplishment. Number two is dependence on others for blessing. Dependence on others, what? For blessing. Genesis 24 gives us a story of the 40-year-old. And I want to talk about Isaac. I know we have an Isaac here. Hallelujah. Genesis 24 gives us a story about a 40-year-old Isaac letting his father arrange what? Pastor, you said it. Hallelujah. Arranging for him to get a wife, Rebecca, right? And Abraham sent Eliezer to find a bride for him. Even though Isaac was 40 years old man, he was still dependent on others to provide what? Blessings and provisions for him. Am I communicating? Spiritual apathy causes the church to become nothing but a large of nursery of sort of people or children who do not want to grow. Every time they want to be spoon-fed. Hallelujah. And they have never really reached that point where they want to spiritually mature. No. They have never reached that point where they want to have what? A very strong relationship with God. I have been in ministry for years, but my topography, I should say, is nothing to write home about. Are you understanding me? Because there is a little folks that we should be praying about, and that is lack of interest and lack of concern, and not some wizard in your hometown. Are you understanding me? But these things can gradually take you from what? The house of God. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So we find in people who have never learned to sometimes even pray on their own or even read the Bible on their own. Lack of interest, lack of concern. Spiritual apathy creeping into your life and now relying on people for what? For blessing. Are you understanding me? And they become so dependent on prayers of some other people. And sometimes their pastors are the ones who will suffer. Let's read 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. After 7 years of being in the house of God, you are still being spoon-fed. There is spiritual apathy somewhere. Am I communicating? 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. This is a pattern that all must seek to reach for. 1 John chapter 2.
14. 12 says, I write to you, little children.
Hold on, please. I write to you what?
Little children.
Are you here? Am I teaching? I write to you, little children.
Because your sins are forgiven.
Yes.
You for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers. Because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children,
yes,
because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world. 15.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a pattern that all of us must search for and reach for. What the pattern do you see here? This is a pattern that we must all what? Seek and search for. Hallelujah. It's a pattern that progress. Are you understanding me? From a youth to finally you get to a stage where you assume the role of being what? A father. Am I communicating? And that is what we have to seek for. From a youth to what? Reaching that point where you are cast to be in a role of what? Of a father. You cannot be a youth forever. Am I communicating? There has to be a time where now you assume the role of a father. You cannot always be discipled. One day you also have to disciple others as well. Now we 10 years, DBI crowns. A die be jaw and sim no. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is where sometimes you can have people that will come to church and not see some individual and say, because that person is there, I will not be in church. Are you understanding? That is where you have certain individual, they will hear their pastor has traveled to the United States for a conference, and that whole month they will not be in church. Hallelujah. Are you still being a baby or a youth, or you are assuming the role of what? Of a father. A father will be that responsible and know that no matter what it is, I have to what? Assume the role of a father. Because if I assume the role of a father, or I am in a place of a father, the others, they look up to me. So if I have been in the body of Christ or in church for 10 years in my faith, and I'm still a youth and I cannot grow or become or assume the role of a father, how can others look up to me? So those that are in are looking at me and say, brawe, oba, sorry, how many years? Ne? You see, 10 years. Hey, but I mean, when I say, oba, I say, oba, to I say, be 1 month new. There is nothing that shows that that person would assume the role of a father. Let's look at the third mark. Lack of discernment. Lack of what? Discernment. And that is the third mark of spiritual apathy. It's lack of what? Discernment. And lack of discernment causes a crippling entanglement in our world and in our space. Genesis chapter 25 chapter 25 and 26. Isaac makes the bad choice of lying about Rebecca. And some people say Abraham lied, his son also lied. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. You see, when you have discernment, it helps you in what? In your walk with Christ, or in your relationship what? With Christ. You are able to what? Discern. Discern where you are now, even in your spiritual growth. Discern where you are now, even in your spiritual rising. You don't want to find yourself in the place of Isaac and now connected like father, like son. No. There has to be what? A spiritual what? Discernment. Are you understanding me? So sometimes lack of concern and lack of interest. Lack of concern and lack of interest there. And you realize that lack of discernment is a fox which is killing you gradually. Are you understanding me? Some people can discern like the sons of Issachar and tell that in this month, there is something that God has for me. And therefore, I have to intensify my prayer. But imagine that it's you, is every night is Banku, every night is Fufu, every night is... There is no time where you can wait on God. Like, Father, what are you saying to me? Where is my spiritual life heading now? Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So spiritual apathy is also marked with lack of discernment. Discernment in all spiritual areas of our life. And discernment is marked by a level of discrimination that allows the word of God not to what make that kind of choice and decisions in our life. Are you understanding me? And we need to allow the word of God to do that, to make that choice and decision in our life. And the word of God is full of depth. Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, please. It commands us to prove all things, which means that we are to carefully examine the world about us and how we interact with the world. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21.
Test all things. Hold fast what is good.
Yeah.
Abstain from every form of evil. Mm-hmm. Blessing and admonition.
So test all things is saying that prove what? All things. You see, you can lack interest and lack concern if you do not have discernment. Am I communicating? You need to discern into certain things very well. You see, people can tell you things about the body of Christ right now, and it will take your interest from the work of God. People can speak certain things to your ears, and it will take your desire or your concern concerning the things of God. And now you realize that you are just out of it. Are you understanding me? And you see, we are to have a level of discernment in our spiritual life. Because what we are reading, what we are listening, what we are consuming can create a lack of interest and a lack of concern. Am I communicating? Believer service, believer service. Reverend, I'm not to know any teaching. Are you understanding me? Wakao. Do you know that can cause a lack of concern, a lack of interest? Are you understanding me? So I teaching where the be Reverend Titia, one point ya no hiti. Some point no sune ya brabo amitimusa. So now it feels like, let me just even not listen at all. Are you understanding me? So it's very, very important that as a church, we have to be careful by modern day trends and things that are happening, because it can cause a spiritual apathy in our lives. Are you understanding me? And spiritual discernment can foster in this following manner. Number one, desire wisdom. Spiritual discernment can foster in this manner. Is that we need to desire what? Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 3 to 6. We can also pray for what? This. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5 to 14. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5 to 14.
1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5 to 14.
Yes.
At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?"
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read, please, 5 to 14.
And Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for me, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Solomon prayed for what? Solomon prayed for wisdom. Are you understanding me? Solomon prayed for wisdom. He prayed for discernment. Am I communicating? He prayed what? For discernment. So you see, if you want spiritual discernment, then it has to follow this manner where you need to what? Desire wisdom. Not only desire wisdom, you need to pray for discernment as well. You need to obey the truth. You need to follow discerning leaders. Let's read Ephesians 4:14. You need to follow what? Discerning what? Leaders. Leaders that can discern into the times and the seasons. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14.
That we should no longer be children.
But we should not, Charlie. But see, the Bible keeps teaching us. The word of God keeps, we need to grow, my guy. We need to grow. It says that, do not what?
That we should no longer be children.
We should no longer be children. So you have people who are still what? Children.
Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Like, it's like telling my boy, you know, you throw a ball here, go and bring it. He goes, bring it. And you throw it here, go and chase it, go and bring it. He goes to, you put it here, he say, go, he brings it. You put it here, he say, brings it. Children are being, they are tossed what? Left and what? And right. And if you are a child, or you do not grow and you continue to become a child in your spiritual maturity, scripture says that you'll be tossed by what? The wind. Anything that comes, you will follow. I just say one way. Oh, yes, you. Hallelujah. I just say one two way now. So you continue to become what? A child. You are, it says you are what? Tossed by what?
Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Every wind of what? Of doctrine. And our ears are sweet. Are you understanding me? And there are strange doctrines now. If you are not careful, I'm telling you, we can pour 20 bottles of olive oil on you. It will not change you. 20 bodges. Woman of God, read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. It talks about growing, something growing. You see, the apostles and scripture continue to admonish us, grow, 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 grow. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 18.
2 Peter 3, 8.
18, please.
18. But grow in the grace and knowledge.
It says that, but grow in the grace and what?
Knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
And the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But grow. Into what the ultimate new team, you know? Lord have mercy. Listen, you know what? From when we cross over 31st night here, some of us should just examine. Now, if you're watching me online, please listen carefully. You should just examine yourself and ask yourself whether you've spiritually grown. You test your spiritual growth and now call yourself whether you are a father or you are still a child. Or you are being tossed left and right, here and there. Are you understanding me? Number four is appetite. Someone say appetite. And I know what you are thinking anytime we say appetite. Hallelujah. The fourth mark of spiritual apathy is fleshly what? Appetite. And I still want to dwell with Isaac. Hallelujah. It's my subject tonight. Hallelujah. And when I talk about Isaac, you know where I'm getting to. Spiritual appetite. Jacob I love, Esau I hate. And scripture makes us understand that Isaac loved Esau more than Jacob because he was a hunter. Is it not true? And had the ability to provide meat for him. He had loved for temporal things more than spiritual what things. And this hunger for meat caused him to make one of the worst. Listen, you can have spiritual revelations about it, that God's hand is in it, whatever it is. But how, you see how Jacob suffered? You see how Jacob suffered? Until he met what? An angel. Until he met God that changed his life. And if you read the scripture well, you realize that when Isaac hunger made him to make that terrible decision because of what? Fleshly what? Appetite. Could he not have waited for Esau, who he knew that he was the best hunter, to come and cook the right food for him? Hallelujah. You see, what is striking about the deception by Jacob is that Isaac questioned the character and quality of Jacob's voice. Did he not do that? But because he was driven by his fleshly appetite for meat, he rushed ahead without any thought of the future ramifications and blessed Jacob instead of what? Esau. Because of fleshly what? Appetite. And this is what? A little fox that caused spiritual what? Apathy in our lives. Am I communicating? Once Esau did show up, instead of Isaac repenting and attempting to make things right, he said that, you know what? Oh yeah, I have done the blessings. I cannot reverse it. I know me. Are you understanding me? He's okay. So spiritual apathy leads to what? Loss of what? Discernment. Are you understanding me? It leads to loss of what? Discernment. Strength and blessing. It leads to that. Lack of interest and lack. No, the guy could have waited for now. If you are the best hunter, I just have to wait for you to come and cook. But look at what the mother did. He felt that that man is hungry. If he gets something, something will happen. So he cooked and gave it to him. And look at what Isaac did. He couldn't have waited because of what? Of appetite. Fleshly appetite. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And you see, the truth of the matter is that because Isaac was driven by his appetite, he ended up not fulfilling the greater plan that God had for his life. Are you understanding me? You see, we have a clear mandate from God to resist the world and we attempt to receive what he has for us. And let's look at that from 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Can someone read for me, please?
1 John chapter 2, 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
17.
And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Isaac was driven by his appetite, he ended up not fulfilling the greater plan that God had for his life. Are you understanding me? What was Esau's fault here? Now, we could have a lot of spiritual revelations here, but look at what is clear there. Are you understanding me? You can make your own up. You can make your own stories. But there was a fleshly appetite there. Immediately the man smelled the soup. He was like, let me just die. Are you understanding me? So spiritual apathy leads to what? Loss of discernment. Not only loss of discernment, loss of strength, and loss of what? Blessing. Lack of interest and lack of concern will lead to loss of discernment, loss of blessing, and loss of what? Of strength. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. In conclusion, what do? We need to get back to shape. Get back to what? To shape. We need to get back to shape. And like I said, sometimes somebody's lack of interest and lack of concern can let that little fox called spiritual apathy to creep into what? Your life. Are you understanding me? Lack of interest, lack of concern. So he's saying, you know, Charlie, just forget about it, you know. Shit. You know, I just do 1 hour, you know, I'm good, you know. I don't read my Bible. I don't pray. I mean, join my boat, you know. And it might surprise you that people lack of interest and lack of concern can rub upon you. Iron. Is it not true? So it can what? It can rub what? On you. So spiritual apathy is like that. And it's a little fox in our vineyard. And the way forward is that we have to, first, you have to notice that there is spiritual apathy in your life. There is that lack of what? Lack of concern. The lack of interest. It can hamper your spiritual growth. It can taint your spiritual growth. Am I communicating? Are you understanding me? And with God, it is very well, it could be that, you know, sometimes you have the promptings that you have to show concern and interest in the things of God. And like I started saying, scripture has said several times, grow, don't be a baby. Keep growing, don't be a baby. You need to assume the role of what? A father. You cannot continue to be a youth. You cannot continue to be a youth. You have to be what? A father. And they meet to I go watch you and say, me too, I watch you grow. When I see you, I am encouraged in my spiritual life. But after 10 years of your being a believer, there is no spiritual growth. You are where you are. Still being babes. Not babes, you know. Hallelujah. He's talking about babies, baby Christians. So we cannot continue to be what? Baby Christian. We cannot always be spoon-fed. Hallelujah. That all the time somebody will have to call you, do your quiet time, read your Bible. You are still a baby. You are not growing. Are you understanding me? Somebody would have to continue encouraging you for like 10 years or 15 years of being a born-again Christian. You are not growing. When will you also be a father and call somebody and say, have you also done your quiet time? Are you spiritually growing? Are you fasting? Are you doing that? Are you doing that? Because other than that, this little creeping monster called spiritual apathy, who is a little fox, will creep into your vineyard. And I thought that your vineyard is your soul here. And it will what? It will spoil the vineyard. It will eat the grapes and everything in the vineyard. Am I communicating? So it could be that you have recognized that as I have spoken now, there are some spiritual apathies that you realize in an area of your spiritual life. And you have to now watch it now. Where is it that I lack concern? And where is it that I lack interest? And I need to admit that I lack concern and I lack interest. And that there is a little fox that has crept into my vineyard. And you see, the truth of the matter is that if you listen to the first teaching I did, if you don't cause God to prune the vineyard, weeds will creep in the vineyard and it will not be as beautiful as it is. Am I communicating? So your spiritual life will not be as beautiful as it is because I want to say some tree, but it's not coming, you know. There are weeds in it, and you have to allow God to what? To prune it. And we read that, listen, God does not like trees that do not produce or bear fruit. He will cut you off one time. Are you understanding me? And he will do that. He's not afraid of you. He will cut you off. Hallelujah. So, maybe I'm a prayer warrior. There is spiritual apathy creeping in my life. There is no lack of interest and lack of concern to pray. Maybe I'm a chorister. There is no lack of interest and lack of concern. There is spiritual apathy. Are you understanding? Maybe I'm a protocol. I'm a leader in the church. There is a little fox called spiritual apathy that has crept into my life. And at this moment and at this brief moment, you want to analyze your life and see that indeed there is a spiritual apathy in my life. And I need to pray for God to bring me out of it. Am I communicating? So I want us to spend 1 minute and pray. How do I get back to my spiritual shape? Let's read Exodus chapter 16, and then we close. Exodus chapter 16, verse 16 to 21. Please read the King James Version.
Exodus 16:16. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded.
Yes.
Let every man gather it according to each one's need.
Pastor Kobe, this scripture, I'm sure you like it, right? I've heard you. Yeah. Manna, right? Uh-huh. Next, please read.
One omer for each person, according to the number of persons.
Yes.
Let every man take for those who are in his tent.
17.
Then the children of Israel
We are reading to 21, please.
Then the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less.
Yes.
18. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. 19. And Moses said, let no one leave any of it till morning. 20. Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses, but some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was angry with them. Amen.
The will of God is not fulfilled on coasting on past victories. The will of God is not fulfilled on coasting on what? Past victories. Are you understanding me? If you notice the scripture that we read and the pattern of these scriptures, Exodus chapter 16, verse 16 to 21, you will find daily bread, daily prayer, daily steady, daily debt. Are you understanding me? Do not focus on past victories. He says that don't keep it. Is it not there? I see. What did dinner me? That's for the day. Don't keep some. Those that kept it, what happened? I say, yeah. It went bad. Is it not true? So he's saying that I would daily provide for you. You see, and that talks about searching for God daily. Don't rely on what? On past glories. Are you understanding me? Intino Kachuamu say, when you eat it, it's for the day. Don't keep it. And that's the instruction of God. Now, Adriana and me will go to Cuba. No. Are you understanding me? He's saying that you need to find. So you see, God was creating a pattern here. What he was trying to tell them is that look for me daily. You see, because if you are not careful, you begin to what fall on what? The past glories. Because when the past glories are there, you don't go look for him again. Are you understanding me? When Samson was looking for his past glory, he shook himself. The strength was not there. He shook again. The strength was not there. He's forgotten of the covenant that he went through. Don't shave the hair. When he was shaved, the strength was gone. He tried relying on the past glory, but it was not there. Are you understanding me? And the Lord is saying that if you start relying on past glories, you don't look for me daily. And that's why David said, he said that I will search for him, and daily I want him to renew my strength from day to day, day to day, day to day. Am I communicating? And that is why, as believers, if we continue to rely on past glory and we let spiritual apathy creep into our life, We are heading towards disaster. Am I communicating? So as a man of God, if I rely on past glory, what's happening now? Are you understanding? I was SU president, and so what? What's happening now? Yeah. I could pray for 10 hours, and so what? What's happening now? We can't live on past victories. And that's why God was telling them, eat it, I will provide for you tomorrow. And he was trying to tell them that you need to search, continue to do what? To search for me. Let's read our final scripture. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 to 15. And somebody else can do Philippians chapter 3, verse 15 to 12. and Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12 to 15.
Hebrews chapter 3, 12
to 15. Now do Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to 15 first. King James Version, please.
Philippians 3.
12 to 15.
12 to 15.
Not as though, King James.
Not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected.
That I am already perfected. Now watch this.
But I press on.
But I follow after. I do what? I press on.
That I may lay hold of.
He's not talking about a child here, right? He's talking about growing to become a father.
That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
Is it King James you are reading?
Yes, please.
Okay.
New King James.
No, I want King James. It says that King James, you have King James. Read. Not as though,
Not as though I had already attained.
I had already attained.
Either were already perfect.
We're already perfect.
But I follow after.
And I follow after.
If that I may apprehend.
Apprehend.
That's for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
13.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
He is not relying on past glories. Are you understanding me? He's not relying on past glories. He's looking at what is what ahead. 14.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. 15. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything, yea, be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
Even this unto us. Last scripture, Hebrews 3, 12 to 15. King James, please.
Hebrews 3:12.
Yes.
Take heed, brethren.
Take heed, brethren.
Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief.
Of unbelief,
In departing from the living God.
From the living God.
But exhort one another daily.
So he's saying if you are not careful, you would depart from what? From God. But what can help you to not depart? He says that, but what?
Exhort one another daily.
Exhort one another. But if you are still babes, how can you be exhorting others? Because all your words will be babes in Ganga. You know? Are you understand? All your words will be babes. There won't be any maturity in your words. He says what?
While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Surely.
14. For we are made partakers.
For we are made partakers
of Christ.
Of Christ.
If we hold the beginning of our confidence.
If we hold the beginning of our confidence.
Steadfast unto
the end. Are you understanding me? 15.
15. While it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. As in the provocation.
As in what?
The provocation.
I want you to bow down your head now. I don't know where in your spiritual life or in your growing in the Lord where you lack spiritual concern and interest in your spiritual maturity and even in the body of Christ. You see, one thing I have believed is that when we admit, he will help us. So I want you to pray. Pray from your heart. Pray from your spirit. Lord. You see, maybe somebody might have done something and has taken your lack of interest and concern. It is a little fox. You see, not everything is some wizard or some witch. But spiritual apathy can take you away from his presence. And I want you to pray in the next 1 minute. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Spiritual apathy is not afraid of age. No. It's not afraid of I was born again 10 years ago. No. Shalamana Koprato Peleasha Zakwe Telecreto Watini Mije.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alomensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.